This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Two students in El Paso County are facing charges after allegedly participating in false threats to schools. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The minors are from different schools, and according to the El Paso County Sheriff's Office, school resource officers said the students allegedly shared false or misleading information on social media. In a statement, Sheriff Joe Roybal said the actions caused unnecessary fear among students, parents, and teachers. He also encourages parents to talk to their kids about the importance of speaking up when they see or hear anything concerning. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
A Jefferson County man faces felony charges after allegedly shooting a teenager last week. Brent Metz is a council member in Mountain View, a town west of Denver. The shooting occurred after a resident told police she saw two trespassers on her property. She also called Metz her boyfriend. The victim and his friend were trying to get permission to take pictures. They told police that Metz drove up to them with a gun and shot the 17-year-old in the face. The boy survived, but with serious injuries. Metz is due in court next month. A new study says a bare-bones RTD train serving Denver, Boulder, and Longmont would cost $650 million. A full version would cost more than $1 billion. The basic service would run three times a day and carry about 1,000 people per day. RTD says it hopes to lower costs on the line by partnering with an effort to build rail between Fort Collins and Pueblo. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.